But he has at least argued that he wants expungement of the misconduct finding.
Yes, it's a very peculiar argument because there's nothing to expunge from his record. The suggestion that there's a D on his transcript is, I don't frankly know where it comes from. He served a disciplinary suspension. Many students serve disciplinary suspensions.
Purdue keeps no record of that?
Purdue keeps a record in the disciplinary files, but not on the transcript that would be available to the public.
Although it's nonetheless true that he will have to disclose that in any number of contexts when he's asked the question, have you ever been suspended? Have you ever been disciplined? Have you ever been accused of sexual assault or other things? He will still have to disclose that.
Yes.
Have you ever been suspended or disciplined?
Yes.
And he alleges it, which we have to take as true.
Well, he alleges that he has to disclose it. It's a historical event. We can't make it not happen. The suspension occurred, the time away from school occurred. But as far as injunctive relief, what could Purdue University be compelled to do? Purdue University cannot change that history. So the injunctive relief allegation is an incomplete allegation. It would have to be, does he want a retrial? Does he want a new disciplinary process? He hasn't alleged what the form of exoneration would be, either within the university or within the district court. It's a large gap in the complaint. So the question of what it is that he was asking a federal court to order Purdue to do to fix this hypothetical problem that he was suspended, that he did spend a year out of school, is not filled in.
But as a remedial matter, if there had been a request in the complaint to unwind the disciplinary suspension and start the process over with what he considers to be fair process in accordance with the Due Process Clause, that would be grounds for injunctive relief for which he would have standing?
Had he timely come to the district court in June of 2016 and said, I am facing a suspension. I want preliminary injunctive relief because I'm facing this harm. And before this harm befalls me, there's an opportunity for a remedy.
So you're saying there's no way retroactively, you're saying he would have had to do this proactively before the suspension. You're saying there's no way retroactively that Purdue could exonerate him in any way, shape, or form. So there's no relief he can get conjunctively.
There is no way we can change the history that he was suspended. If he was seeking some form of declaratory relief from Purdue, that rehear the case, declare it was all a mistake, that Jane Doe was a liar, that she fabricated this, he can certainly come to Purdue and ask for that.
Well, the court could order the discipline unwound and the clock reset to the beginning with new process. That's an appropriate injunctive order for which he would have standing?
A federal court has the power, certainly, to order Purdue University to do such a thing, yes.